As much as I am authentic and I want to be authentic online, like to be authentic doesn't mean I have to share every single aspect about my life.
All truly great thoughts are conceived by walking. In this Echo Walks podcast series, we'll be exploring the minds of some really interesting people. We'll be talking about who they are, their passions, how they got to where they are today, and where they hope to walk to next. My name is Faris Ray, and I hope that you'll walk with me. So today we are joined by the lovely beauty and fashion blogger, Alana Doherty.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Very good. Very good. Happy to be here.
Happy to meet you. Lovely, yeah. Windy day in London.
I know. So I know. I thought I'd bring the sunshine, but I had to be it instead.
I'm sure you're going to brighten up the day for us with your lovely outfit.
Thank you.
Which is also what you're known for. You're known for your flamboyant, colourful, unique individual style. So where I want to start today really is just to get to know a bit about your background.
Yeah.
I know you're well educated.
Yeah.
You've got a master's degree.
Yeah.
I really want to know, did studying how to become an entrepreneur lead to where you are today?
No, actually. I think that kind of what I've done since I've been younger led me to study that. Mm-hmm. Because since I was like 15 in Barbados, that's where I grew up, I always knew that I wanted to do my own thing and not have to like kind of depend on anybody. So I started working for myself, supported myself from a young age. And then I thought, you know, after finishing my journalism degree in the States, I figured the best way to kind of like position myself in business would be to get the business degree, just so that when I then really wanted to start my own company, then I had all of the knowledge already. So it wasn't like, because I had already started blogging way before I went to Imperial.
2015, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that really, I mean, we can go into that later, but that was really out of my own like kind of journey with self-acceptance back then. So at that point, I didn't even know it was going to be a career. It was really only like 3 years ago that I was like, okay, this is going to be my career. So I kind of fell into it. I didn't sit down and be like, I want to be a blogger. I actually wanted to be a fashion journalist at first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my blog was supposed to be a portfolio for fashion magazines, but then it just turned into, oh, I can write for myself, I can create my own content, and I can kind of like control the narrative of my life instead of doing something that somebody else wants me to do.
Absolutely love that.
That was a long-winded answer.
No, some of the best things turn out that way.
Yeah.
You don't plan it and things go the way you kind of see your vision.
Exactly.
At what stage did you start to realize like, okay, I'm onto something here. I don't have to do it for other people. I can make this something for myself.
Yeah, I think, do you know what? I think when I was able to start like paying for my own trips with the money that I was making and I didn't have to, you know, from like a very young age, I guess when, you know, my siblings maybe would ask our parents for money to like do things, I always end up having like extra cash from doing it and could then go for my travels and create content there and then do more travels and just have fun. And so I was like, okay, like if I'm able to like make this money while I'm in school, because I was in school as well when I started.
Oh, wow.
So I started way before, because I kind of knew that it was gonna take a while. You know, even for fashion journalism, I knew that I needed to start really early when I didn't need to depend on having money, when I was still in like the safety net of school. And so that's why I started it there, so that by the time I got out of school, I would hopefully have a job and not have to worry about, oh my gosh, I'm out of school. I'm, you know, in a different country, my parents aren't here, like what am I supposed to do? So I wanted to make sure that I was like set. And so yeah, so by doing that during school in New Jersey, by the time I got out of school, I was able to just do it like almost full time and just kind of like sustain myself from it.
Amazing.
So yeah, it was awesome. It was really nice.
So your growth's been amazing.
Thank you.
You recently hit 200K a few months ago, is that right?
Yeah, crazy. It was crazy, but I think also like it was such a reminder for me that like, and I know people say this, but like it really isn't about the numbers, you know? And like for so long, I think during lockdown, my growth was like so stagnant and I didn't know what to do, you know? And then like I was like, I am not just going to be naked on Instagram just to get followers. Like it's just not me, you know? So I was like, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing. And it was during that time too where I learned photography and videography and everything, because like before 2020 I had photographers and videographers and everybody was doing my own content. And so when lockdown happened and my calendar went from full to completely empty overnight, I was like, okay, well, like, I'm not sure if I'm ever gonna work again, but if I do, let me make sure that I know how to do it myself. So I took 2 months and learned how to shoot with my camera, how to edit videos, like how to do everything myself. And then I like taught my partner how to shoot me. And we just went out into the fields near our house every day and just started learning how to take pictures together. During that whole time, like I was learning so much about content creation, about doing it myself. And so I was like, you know what? Like, it was kind of bothering me, you know, because like, even though I want to say it's not about the numbers, it also kind of dictates how much I can earn from it.
Yes.
You know, so like at the end of the day, if I'm making this a business, I still have to think about numbers to a certain extent.
Yes.
And so it was getting me down a little bit. You know what? I was just like, I have to push through.
Yep.
It's going to get there. And then I kind of like came into my own, so to speak, and started doing like fashion reels and just started like waking up every day and just putting together ridiculous outfits on the same day. And I would like film, I would edit, I would put it up all in one day. And it was just like a time for me to be like completely creative and just do whatever. And so sometimes I look back at those and I'm like, wow, that outfit was horrendous. But at the time I loved it. And it was just a way for me to be creative, to not have to like submit content for approval, to do anything. It was just like something for me to kind of like spark my creative juices. And so that really helped. So I went from like, maybe like 160, somewhere around there, to 200 within a matter of like short months. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I hit 200. And then, so, you know, then my brain starts going, oh, I'm gonna hit 250 by like whatever, whatever. It doesn't happen, you know?
Right.
Now my growth is stagnant at 202, you know? And so I just have to like, I just have to keep pushing, you know? And I think that that's something for like everybody to kind of consider. There are a lot of people on Instagram, on TikTok and whatever that like skyrocket, you know, but for me, like my growth has been, it's been growth, but it hasn't been, it's been like nice and slow and steady. And so it's like a good reminder for me, like not to get ahead of myself, you know, and just to like keep pushing. And it also means that the numbers don't dictate what I want to do, you know? So I'm like, I am going to be in control of what I do. If more people like it, then more people will come. If not so many people like it and see it, then they won't come. But I did this for me. I didn't do this for anybody else other than for me. And so, you know, I'm able to sustain myself. I'm able to do what I want to do and I'm able to have fun. So like, you know, I'm really proud of the 200K and hopefully I'll hit 250 soon, but I can't have that be the, you know, the driving force for me to create content is just to get there. That needs to like, it needs to come after. So yeah.
I think it's so important to detach from the numbers.
Yeah.
How do you find that creative balance between, you know, doing what you want to do, but also being slightly business minded to make sure that, you know, it's sustainable?
Yeah, I mean, it's a compromise, really, you know? So like, if it's a business, I kind of have to think business-wise too. Like in the beginning of me doing Instagram, this is like a perfect example of this compromise. I wanted to go straight into fashion. All I wanted to do was fashion. I wanted nothing to do with like the hair world because like I kind of went, I went natural before it was like a trend, you know? And so I didn't want my page to be about my hair because like to me, I wake up, I do this and I leave, you know, I do nothing with my hair. People are like, oh, like, what's your favorite style? What's your favorite this? And I'm like, it's the same every day, you know? So I was like, I can't, what am I supposed to do? Create the same content for my hair every single day? Like, I'm gonna get bored really fast. But in the beginning, nobody was kind of like paying attention to my fashion stuff. All they wanted to talk about was hair because it was a trend at the time. So like all the natural hair pages, blogs, whatever, everybody's picking up my images. And that's how my following started to grow, was because of my hair. So I was like, okay, Alana, like, you know what? This isn't so crazy. It is your hair, whatever. People clearly want to know about it. So I had to kind of compromise and shift and do paid hair work to supplement the fashion stuff. Because I wasn't getting paid for the fashion stuff. Like nobody cared to work with me with the fashion stuff. All they wanted to do was hair. So I said, you know what? Okay, for every two fashion posts, I'll do one hair post, you know? And so I think that's kind of what I've had to do, you know, is say, okay, I want to do exactly what I want to do. But I think having my agents there is a good balance for me. Because I could be like, no, I want to do this because like it feels good, you know, and like, and I will never do anything that like makes me feel uncomfortable. But there are some times where my agents have to be like, okay, hun, like, you want to bill your you want to pay your bills at the end of the month. Maybe we do something that you're not like 1,000% excited about, but maybe like, you know, a little less than that, you know, just so that we can, you know, because if it's a business, like, I have to invest in my business. I just hired an assistant, which is like so cool. And you know, like equipment's expensive, shooting in studios, like this job is a very expensive job, you know, you have to have a lot of money up front to put in it, especially when you get paid, you know, 30 to 60 days after the job is done, you know, you have to make sure that you have something to kind of keep you afloat. So yeah, so I've had to really be mindful of, okay, like, yes, it is me and I just want to be myself. But I also have to think about, I have an assistant to pay, I have agents to pay. It's not just me, you know, and I need to make sure that I have some sort of balance between just being super creative and being like, okay, like, maybe let's do a reel this week, you know, just because, you know, yeah, I want to do it. Maybe I'm like kind of tired that day, but I'm like, okay, it's work. Like, I have to treat it like work, you know? So yeah, I think it's all about like compromise. For me, I just have to keep reminding myself of those things.
I love that. So let's talk about your style now. I feel like, you know, you're very known for your colorful self. Does the inspiration come from certain people, certain places, certain brands, or do you just sort of do what feels right?
I just do what feels right, to be honest. And I think I go through a lot of like different phases in my life. And I went through a phase where I was like, I'm gonna wear all black, I'm gonna be like chic, you know, like when I was in school, when I was like living in New York. And I loved that, but it was actually when I went to South Africa a few years ago. And you know, my mom was always telling me, Lana, you need to wear color, because like my mom's from Barbados, so like, you know, color. And yeah, she was always like, you need to wear color, you need to wear earrings, you know. And I was like, Mom, like, no, like, I don't want any of that. Can you imagine? I was in all black, no earrings, nothing, you know. And then I went to South Africa and I was just like, wow. Like, there was just so much that I hadn't seen before that was amazing. And then it really was from there that I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go wild. I'm just gonna do whatever feels right for me. And now I literally just put on whatever, you know. Like, a lot of people are like, how do you mix prints, how do you do color? And I honestly, like, I've been thinking about this for like the past month because people have been starting to ask. I have no idea what to tell them. I'm not joking. Like, I really have no idea what to tell them, because I just wake up, I look at what I have in my closet,
put it on,
and I just put it on, you know. And so I think what I'm gonna do, because everybody's like asking me to do a YouTube video on like how to do this, so I think I'm just gonna film myself getting ready every day and like try to like, okay, what made me pick these shoes with this jacket, with this trousers? Because I can't stand here walking with you right now and tell you how to do it. Because I just do it, you know? And like, I wish I had a better answer. But like, that's just what it is. I don't know.
Well, I feel like that just proves that, you know, you are true to your authentic self. And there's a lot of people out there who probably want to do similar things as you. You know, they want to create content. They feel like they get into a bit of a mind block. What advice would you give to other people who are trying to be a content creator? They want to get into fashion and they want to also do some blogging as well.
Just start. Like, literally just start. It could be on your iPhone. It could be, you know, if you have some money saved back and you want to, saved up, sorry, and you want to like, you know, get a camera, just literally start doing whatever it is that you want to do, you know. And it might not be perfect in the beginning. Well, no, it's probably not gonna be perfect in the beginning, you know, but like, it is only through practice and years have I gotten to where I am today. Like, there's no way.
There's no right or wrong way to
do it. There's really not, you know. And like, and if you're passionate about something and you want to start creating that, then the best way to do it is literally just to start doing it and see where it takes you. And then after that, like, if you want to make it your business, you have to be strategic, you know. Like, at a certain point you have to go, okay, what is it that I want to do? how do I want to do this? Yep. What do I want to get out of it? Mm-hmm. And then that will kind of lead you mm-hmm. in the direction of like where you go.
Right.
But I think you just have to be passionate about what you're doing and literally just go for it, because nobody else is going to do it for you, you know? And like, yeah. this is a very lonely business, I'll tell you, like, yeah. you know, and like, if you, yeah, like I'm just here by myself, like all the time, you know, yeah. like I have just hired an assistant. So like this whole time I've been doing stuff by myself,
right.
you know, like it's a very lonely job, like editing by yourself, creating content by yourself in your room,
yeah.
like, you know, and so you really have to like, okay, this is not a 9-to-5. No. This is a 24/7 all the time, because like the best thing about this job is that you can work from anywhere. The worst thing about this job, you probably will work from everywhere and you will never give yourself a break, and you really have to like put up boundaries. And so I think that's a big thing that I would tell people as well,
mm-hmm.
is if they want to start doing this, do not let it consume your life, because you will have no life outside of it.
In some ways, it's probably more of a hustle and a grind than a 9-to-5, because no one's going to tell you to get up.
No. No.
And you have to get yourself paid.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I found that doing blogging was 10 times easier, if you would imagine, when I was doing my master's full time.
Wow.
I was working full time and doing my master's full time. And yeah, I was exhausted. And yeah, I was like, you know, going to bed at midnight and waking up at like 5-6 o'clock every day. But I had structure, you yeah. know, I had school, so I knew I had to be in class at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wasn't in class, then that's when I could work. When school finished and I had all of these hours of the day, mm-hmm. I was like, I mean, I can just sleep in, right? You know, I'll just sleep in, I'll just get up. And honestly, being in England, a huge factor to consider, because when it's winter
mm-hmm.
and the sun is coming up at 8 o'clock, the sun is going down at 3 o'clock,
yeah.
and that's the only time you have to shoot.
Yep.
And you need to like get up early to be able to do that. It's so hard to motivate yourself when you wake up and you're cold and it's dark. Like, it's
where's
really hard.
Gone?
Like, where's the time gone? There's no boss to tell you, all right, we're starting now. This is what you need to do today. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do it all of yourself. And it is bloody hard. Like, it's very hard.
The definition of DIY.
Let me tell you.
Am I right to say that you now live in Brighton?
Yes.
So you moved into your own apartment. What's that like?
Yeah, so my partner and I moved 3 weeks ago, I think. Yeah. So we moved from the countryside, which is a very different experience. But yeah, like the countryside was amazing for lockdown, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. It was great. We could walk around,
yeah.
you know, but then I think I'm still like very cautious about like, you know, kind of like the times that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
But when things started to open up again, and not even that, it's just hard to do my job in that environment, you know? And my partner's a musician as well, so we were always coming up to London. It was getting very expensive. And honestly, like looking outside and seeing the same fields and the same nobody there every single day,
yeah.
you know, was just like, it was hard, you know? Like, how am I supposed to get inspired when there's no change around me whatsoever, ever? Mm-hmm. You know, like that was really hard. So yeah, so we kind of compromised. He wanted to experience London because he's a country boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't go back to London. Like, yeah. I just can't. Like, I was so sick here,
yeah.
and I'm already a workaholic. And so being in a city like London or New York makes me feel like I should never stop working. And I need something to tell me to stop working.
Was it quite draining?
Oh my God. And I mean, I ended up in the hospital. Like, I was sick. Yeah. Cause I just overworked myself, you know, like,
yeah.
I say that doing, you know, my master's and blogging was like easy at the same time, but it literally made me go into the hospital.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so being in Brighton was like our happy compromise, mm-hmm. to be closer to London for him and for me, but also to have people around.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the marina, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The view is insane. Like, I'm just seeing water all the time and I'm like, oh, this isn't home in Barbados, but it's
yeah.
close.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's been amazing. And I like, it's about 10 minutes outside of like Brighton
mm-hmm.
city, which is awesome. So I can go in and I can like see the craziness
mm-hmm.
and then I can come home to peace and quiet. And that's what I need. So yeah, it's been awesome. I love Brighton. Yeah.
yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
It's been great.
You've also recently learned a TikTok dance.
Oh gosh.
I mean, if you could teach me one, that would be great.
I mean, that was not my choice to learn this TikTok dance. It was definitely probably my cousins, my sisters. I mean, we were just like all together for Christmas for like the first time in a while.
Yep.
And of course, you know, you always have that one cousin, that little cousin nowadays, who like is all about TikTok and all about the dances. Yeah. And she was like, we have to do a TikTok dance. And I wanted to do it too, to be fair, because like I just started vlogging.
Yep.
So, you know, I needed to like find content for the vlog. But yeah, it was awesome. I mean, we just had a great time. That was the one and only TikTok dance that I've ever done.
Are we going to see it?
Now?
Are we going to see it now?
Oh my God.
I think we should see it. I mean,
I don't even know, like, well, you need the music. Like, we could do it together.
Should we do it together? All right, should we start walking for a second, do it? All right, go
no,
on.
But we need the music.
Do we need the music? Do we need the music?
No, we really do need the music. Because, okay. Like, you know, you have to, like, start at the right time.
Okay,
like,
I need my phone.
So I need it here.
We'll roll with that. No, absolutely love that. And that was all from
That's my
Christmas
one TikTok dance. Yes.
There you go. So I can officially say I've done a TikTok dance now.
Yeah, you can. Just that the one.
Just the one. Okay, so next thing I want to talk about, you know, we spoke about content,
yeah,
where you've come from, how you got started.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you said about the balance. You know, you've got to care about the numbers
because
at the end of the day, it's now your career. But you also have to let yourself express yourself in a creatively free way.
Yep.
Do you think about your posts and content? Do you schedule things, or do you sort of take that pressure off yourself to just when it feels right?
Yeah, I do, to be honest, because like I have enough scheduling with brands, you know, because obviously when you're doing brand work, they will tell you when they want to post, when they want me to post, within their timeline of their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So for my own content that's outside of, you know, working with brands, it's just, I just let it rock. You know, and like, I think I ideally would want to have it be a little bit more structured.
Right.
But honestly, like I said, it's really hard to do everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have an assistant, I think I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can make sure that I'm creating more content for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's really hard to have like the pressure of like creating content for brands and then also have to think about your own stuff and creating reels, and you know, there's so much that you need to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, like now that I have an assistant, I'll definitely be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't plan it out. You know, like I don't look at my feed and go, I mean, I will kind of, you know, like if I have like, I don't know, two locations that are kind of similar, like I'll try not to like have them be on top of each other on the feed, just because like my OCD, like that's like too much for me. Like the other day that kind of happened, and I was wearing the same coat and then like two posts that like ended up going on top of each other, and I was like, I hate that. You know, my brain was like, oh, that's terrible. But I was like, Alana, just let it be. Probably nobody else cares.
Yeah.
You know, like you're probably just freaking out over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just let it be. But yeah, there's nothing really that I kind of schedule in that way. I just want to let it, you know, be natural. If I feel like doing a reel today, I'll post it.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to, like, you know, do some photos, then I'll do that too. So yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of brands,
yeah,
we're repping the Echo shoes today.
Yes.
Both of us. What stood out about the brands to make you want to create that partnership?
Yeah, so I mean, before lockdown and before, you know, this whole situation, I was the type of girl who used to wear the most ridiculous things in the name of style. I didn't care about comfort. I didn't care like if my feet were killing me, if my back was killing me. I was like, it goes with the outfit. Like, it's happening, you know? And so I think like being in lockdown and going for walks and things like that, really like, and I have scoliosis as well, which is a curvature in my back. So I was like, you know, I need to start taking better care of myself.
Yeah.
If I'm going for a long walk, there's no need to wear platforms, you know? And like, and Echo was like the perfect balance between shoes that are really comfortable and also like super fun.
Yeah.
Like, look, they go with my outfit and I'm comfortable, you know? And like, they're amazing. So yeah, I think it was just a good, like, it was a good balance between what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the fact that Echo has a lot of different styles now for a lot of different people. Like my partner's dad, who's a doctor, who would say that he's not the most stylish person in the world, you know, wears Echo shoes, you know? And like, and then I wear Echo shoes. So like, it can be for everybody, you know? So I love that.
Something for everyone.
Exactly.
Love that.
Yeah.
So spoke about fashion, yes, your background, your career.
Yeah.
I know you're very big on body confidence.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, are not happy with the way they look. Mm-hmm. What kind of advice would you have for them?
Ooh, that it takes a lot of work. A lot of work, you know, and I'm not, no, and, you know, I am still getting to the stage where I am trying to like fully accept mm-hmm. who I am. And that's why I started my page, to be honest. Like I said, it wasn't ever a career right. for me in the beginning. I was struggling with my body image issues. Mm-hmm. I was like borderline anorexic when I was younger because of like modeling and dancing and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I thought that the only way that I could like be in fashion, mm-hmm. be a model, whatever, was to be stick thin, you know, cause that's all I saw. Like those are the only images that I saw growing up. And it's fine if you are that way naturally, mm-hmm. amazing. But I was looking at those people and thinking, I have to change to be like them, to be in this career. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of used my Instagram and my blog as a way for me to like start to heal myself, to be honest. And like, so it really wasn't until lockdown. So from 2015 to 2020, mm-hmm. all of those years, I was still really struggling wow. with my body image issues. And like I said, like it's not everything is so fine and dandy now, mm-hmm. but I've come such a long way. Mm-hmm. I'm not starving myself anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have like unrealistic, I don't know, means to determine if I'm a good weight anymore. Yeah. And so I think it's just about being able to be like somewhat healthy, somewhat active, and like try to let your natural body tell you what it is, you know, like at the start of lockdown, when I started to not starve myself anymore, mm. I started getting all these stretch marks in places that I was like, oh, great. Like, you know, it was, not only was I gaining weight, but my body was like showing me that I was gaining weight. And that was really hard, mm. like so hard at this age for me to see those changes. But I was like, you know what? Okay, I have stretch marks, but guess what? I wasn't in the hospital this week.
There you go.
I wasn't sick every month in the past 12 months, you know? And like over the past 2 years, I kid you not, mm. while I was at Imperial, I was sick every single month for a different thing. And I was still working and still going to school. The only time I've been sick, barring a few weeks ago because we were like moving, was when I had COVID. And that obviously had nothing to do with my immune system. That was because I got it from someone who got it, you know? And so 2 years and I hadn't been sick and I went from being sick every month, you know? So I'm like, okay, yeah, I have stretch marks. Mm. I'm not sick anymore. I'll take the stretch marks, you know? And so it's really just about, and then also just trying to be okay with my body and being like, this is my natural weight, you know? Like I'm not eating excessively. I'm not exercising excessively. I'm doing like a good amount and I'm happy. Yeah, I would like to like tone up a little bit, you know? but that's just because, you know, recently I've been so busy that I haven't been able to like find time to do like the exercise that I want to do, which is something that I will be starting soon. But yeah, I don't know. It's just about finding who you are and like trying to be okay with that, you know, like I don't mind if people want to like change something about themselves or whatever, but don't think it's because it's the only way that you can be successful or popular or whatever, you know, like
yeah,
but it takes work.
And I don't think that work ever stops. I think it's an ongoing thing for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
but I think you've gone through those hard lessons to be able to kind of inspire people to be so authentic with yourself,
not just
trying the way you look outside but from the inside as well,
yeah,
the way you feel. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't stepped on a scale in, like, 6 years. Mm. And I don't plan to, ever.
Don't let the numbers define you. You said
no,
earlier,
exactly.
Right?
Like, I literally don't plan to do it because I know that getting on a scale is going to trigger me into being, like, you know, and it was never a number that was a good number, you know? It was always whatever number I saw, it wasn't low enough, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't matter. I could have been 50 pounds. 150, doesn't matter. Whatever it was that I would have seen, I would have said, it could be smaller. And so I'm just not doing that to myself. Like, if I feel good, you know, and if I'm not, you know, having like crazy changes in my weight, then I'm just gonna stay. And because I feel good, the number that I am on a scale honestly does not matter to me. And I know it's just gonna trigger me, so like, why would I do that to myself? You know? Yeah.
So let's talk about the future now. What is your big vision? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do I see myself in 5 years? Well, definitely married to my partner. And maybe thinking about kids at that point. Okay. And just doing more of what I love, you know? Like, I don't know if it will be, it probably will still be content creation, you know? But I'm not sure if it will be that I'm also a stylist, that I also have my own show, that I have my own line. You know, I have no idea. I'm kind of just, I think I spent so much of my life like planning for the next 2 years, for the next 5 years, whatever. And like, that's all well and good. It got me to where I am now. Mm-hmm. But I kind of don't want to be so consumed by that anymore. And especially now that like I have a partner, it's not just me that I'm thinking about anymore, you know? Career wise, yes, it's good to, you know, think ahead. Mm-hmm. But there are kind of so many possibilities that could happen with the job, you know, that we have. Ideally, I would want my YouTube page to be like a second source of income and a second like creative outlet for me. It's been kind of hard. I've just started, but it's been kind of hard to like be consistent there doing it by myself again. Mm-hmm. So now that I have Lucy, my assistant, I'm sure that that will help me to kind of like diversify my content. But yeah, I would love to have my own line one day. I would love to have my own line of like earrings as well. I think that would be
cool.
Right? But yeah, I'm not sure. And like, for the first time in my life, I've like said, I'm not sure. And like, I'm fine with that because I know that like, I'm always kind of thinking ahead, you know? Like, I'm not like, okay, like, you know, this happened in the past or whatever. So I think if I just like keep moving forwards and keep working on myself, keep working on my content, keep working on like, you know, brand relationships and things like that, then the opportunities will come, you know?
And I think now that you have a team and you have a PA and you know, all of these people, they're gonna be thinking logically.
Exactly.
So that allows you to be creatively free.
Oh, exactly. Like, I mean, and that's been a hard thing as well, is that like, it's so hard to have everything in your brain, you know, about everything that's going on. And then at the end of the day, create content. It's like, I have all this stuff and like, how am I supposed to be creative now when I'm just like absolutely spent, you know? So yes, I'm really hoping that, you know, having Lucy here with me now will be able to like free up that space in my brain for me to be able to do just like more fun things and then see where that takes me. So
So that's your business world, that's your career.
Yeah.
You know, obviously your passion is fashion.
Yeah.
In your spare time, is there anything else you like to do that's separate to work?
Yes, I love to be at home in Barbados on the beach.
Nice.
I love to surf. I'm not very good at it, but I
that's
do.
Cool.
I haven't surfed in a couple of years because of, you know, lockdown and everything. Mm-hmm. But I love it and I cannot wait to start again when I go home. Mm-hmm. You won't catch me in Cornwall doing it because it's too cold.
Way too cold.
I will fly down to Barbados to do it. Not happening. But honestly, like, I'm a homebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I really am. Like, I'd much rather work, spend time with my partner, spend time with my friends and family, like, at home. Like, I always say, I'm a cafe girl. Mm-hmm. I'm a cafe girl. I am not a nightclub girl. You know, like...
Yeah.
8 o'clock, I'm like, okay, time to go home now. I just honestly, like, I just like being like calm because I feel like I can be very anxious as well, and I can like overwork myself and all that, so I'm really trying to find like time for like walks and to read and to just like watch TV and just like wind down. I think that I'll start to find more things that I'm really passionate. Oh, I love yoga as well. That's one thing.
Ooh, nice.
But yeah, and oh, I started kickboxing as well. I forgot to say that.
Kickboxing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Wow. My brother was like, my brother's like huge. Like, he's one of those people who are like, you know, just like big boned, you know? And of course he always thought that I was just like some like, you know, little girl who can't do anything. Yeah. And I was like, okay, let me kick you then. He was like, okay, yeah, sure. And I kicked him and I didn't even kick him hard, but my connection was so good. And he was in so much pain. And I was like, okay, let me do it higher now, because I did it like here.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to do it here. And he was like, don't touch me. And wow. I was like, yes.
you could become a kickboxer next, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing it because, like, I'm just not doing that. Like, I will do my one-on-one sessions. Mm-hmm. I'll do my, like, group classes. But there's no way I'm getting in a ring for someone to, like, actually knock me out, you know? And I have back problems. So, like, we're not doing that. Yeah. But it's been so much fun.
That's great.
It's been so much fun. But yeah.
I'm no good to kickboxing. Who would have thought those two would have any kind of connection?
I know, but they're amazing. You do the kickboxing and then you do the yoga to like calm yourself down afterwards. But yeah, no, it's been awesome.
So speaking of peace of mind, I want to touch on sort of mental health because it's such a big thing. Right?
Yeah.
And it relates so much to social media.
Yeah.
And especially that's the industry you work in.
Yeah.
What advice would you have to people from your experience of mental health? And you mm-hmm. know, do you get trolls and do you get kind of any negativity from what you do?
To be honest, I don't get that much.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think it's because I really, as much as, you know, as much as I am authentic and I want to be authentic online, mm-hmm. I'm also not going to share everything online. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. to be authentic doesn't mean I have to share every single aspect about my life. So I think because I keep myself, like, pretty well guarded, mm-hmm. so to speak, it doesn't really open the doors for people to come at me. I think I kind of realized that early on that I don't want to have my entire life online so that it can be scrutinized, because that's what people do, right? You know, mm-hmm. like you put yourself online and people think, okay, that's not a real person.
Mm.
It's just like, you know, a screen, whatever. So I can tell it whatever I want. And I knew that I would not be able to handle that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I've just gotten lucky. You know, I've gotten like a few comments like here and there, but nothing crazy that makes me overwhelmed by it. But there's so many people that do, and it's just so crazy. I just don't understand it, you know? And like, I don't know, I think people just want some side of like type of like community, sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see like somebody online and they're like, you know, perceived to be successful or whatever, mm-hmm. then all of the people who are like really struggling then just think, okay, you know what, we're just gonna attack this person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they all like band together and do that, and then it's clear that that's just what they want, you know, like they just want to be a part of something, you know.
Yeah.
It just happens to be just not a pleasant thing, you know. So yeah, but I mean, I guess it is part of the industry, you know, like
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like something that comes with it, because when you do open yourself that much, it does, you know, lend to people doing whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like I never used to do like the question box thingies like on stories, you know.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what, this might be a good way to like engage with people, interact, whatever. And so I started doing it. But then like some of the questions I would get, I was like, I don't understand why people would ask this, you know. But like my gran,
mm-hmm.
my granny follows me on Instagram because she wants to see what's going on.
Mm.
And she's like, but Alana, you asked. You said ask me anything. And I was like, I mean, I know I did, but like I didn't think that people, you know, would ask. I didn't think people would ask me questions that they wouldn't ask me if they saw me face to face.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So like, that's been like, it's weird, you know, like, I don't know, people don't really, yeah, and people don't really consider like you or your page or anything. Like my page is kind of like my home, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Would you come into my home and just like spit all over everything and,
yeah.
you know, and just like trash me in my own house and like do all this stuff? And I find a lot of people do that to a lot of creators online, and it's just so, I don't know, it's just so ugly, and it's just unnecessary. It just really is unnecessary.
It's such a big thing now, and so many mm-hmm. people go through it.
Yeah.
Especially people who work in social media, and it's so hard to manage that or try and tackle it. But I think, you know, you attract certain things more than others, and you're quite a positive person.
Yeah.
So I feel like you don't attract it as much as other people, and that's, you know, the reputation of
And self. Also I think like therapy is great. I think that's the best thing I did for myself last year. Was to get a therapist.
Oh really?
You know, oh yeah. Oh my gosh, changed my life.
Really?
Changed my life.
Wow.
My partner always likes to joke that I say that I think everybody should go to therapy.
Yeah.
And I really do believe that. Because like, I don't know, it's just so nice to have somebody there who's like, you know, it's hard for my partner to be that person for me, you know? Because like I can be so myself with that person,
mm-hmm.
I can also be so vulnerable and so like emotional, because I can be quite emotional as well. And so you kind of like, you then aren't like that objective anymore. You know, like I only learned how to drive last year, and there's no way I would have been able to do it like with my dad or with my partner, because I just would have been like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it, you know? But when you have someone who's only there for the purpose of teaching you how to drive, you're like, well, I've got to do it. You know what I mean? I'm paying this person. He's here. I don't want to waste his time. So you just get on with it, you know? And like, it was hard, but I had to do it. You know, there was no other option. And so with therapy, it's like, I have to show up. I'm paying this person a lot of money. Not cheap. And so I'm like, well, I can't not go because I'm not wasting my money. And like, I can't not go because this person is like also there now to like hold me accountable. And it's been amazing. Like,
wow,
mind blowing.
Life changing.
Seriously. Even my dad, like when I went home for Christmas this past year, he was like, wow, Lana, you're so calm.
Really?
So yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like just a massive difference. Like I used to like be so focused on like fixing other people's problems and like inserting myself like where I didn't need to be, and now I'm just like, okay. You know, I'm just like, okay. And I just carry on, and that has been life-changing. Yeah, it's been awesome.
And you probably felt like you could speak to them about certain things that you probably couldn't speak to your partner or parents
about. Oh my gosh, and like it's just been amazing to have somebody there who just wants to like help you get better. You know, I didn't go into therapy, you know, with an agenda of like, I want to be like this when I get out of it or whatever. I just went and I was like, this is what I'm struggling with. And so that's what I went to do. And now like so many things are coming out that I didn't even realize were there. And it's been life changing. Recommend it. 100%.
Well, you know what? It's been really inspiring to just hear your story.
Oh, thank you.
And your personal growth, as well as your professional growth. And I think you're a lovely person.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people will be inspired by your content. And I think your fan base is only going to grow, so you definitely shouldn't worry about the numbers.
Thank you.
But it's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for
walking with me.
Thank you.